priest, philosopher, humanitarian, and founder of the L'Arche community, Jean Vanier, in his book, Community and Growth, writes, "We all carry our own deep wound, which is the wound of our loneliness. We find it hard to be alone, and we try to flee from this in hyperactivity, through television and a million other ways. Some people think their wound of loneliness will be healed if they come into community, but they will be disappointed. While they are young, they hide their disappointment behind the dynamic of generosity. They can flee from the present by projecting themselves into the future, into a hope that things will be better tomorrow. But towards the age of 40, the future is past, and there are no more great projects. The wound is still there, and we can become depressed, especially as we are carrying all the guilt and apathy of the past. The Christian church in Corinth, one of the busiest and most successful cities in Greece, to whom today's epistle was written, was one to whom Paul had personally brought the gospel of Jesus Christ. And from some of the chapter headings in Paul's letter, like those whom Vanier describes in our opening quote, the community in Corinth was a place of many disappointments and deep woundedness. Problems in the church. Following people is wrong. Wickedness in the church. And judging problems among Christians. One wonders at the source of such deep struggle in a new community. Perhaps Vanier, from his book, Our Journey Home, might help us to understand as he speaks of the wounds of childhood. In seeking excellence, recognition, and power in a competitive way, the adolescent can hurt others. Without necessarily wishing to, he tends to create division, to reinforce the double world of strong and weak, winners and losers, rich and poor, those who are successful and those whose lives seem a failure. If Vanier is right, perhaps this is why Paul begins his letter to the Corinthians by addressing them not as spiritual people, but as infants in Christ. Paul tells them they are not ready for the solid food of spirit, as they are of the flesh, exhibiting jealousy and quarreling amongst themselves. Now, I believe that the Corinthians tried to create a place where their own wounds of loneliness might be healed through community. But it would take tenderness and care to get there. Paul knew intimately that a pastor's life could be stressful, which is still true today. A few years ago, a deeply Christian woman who was also a massage therapist, RN, Reiki master, and a fellow Episcopalian opened her own office. I would make appointments to visit her for a massage every few weeks, and one day, as she began to touch my right forearm, I started to cry. Not because her touch was too rough, because it wasn't. Not because I had hurt my arm in some way prior to my visit, because I hadn't. It was a startling moment and caught me completely off guard. I cried as she massaged my forearm, as if she were somehow tenderly helping me to release up pent-up tears. And as the tears ceased, I asked her what was happening to me because I was freaking out. She explained that our muscles store memories and that I had held on to a painful memory in that arm in the very molecules of its muscles. She asked what I might have carried that would hurt so much. And I thought of the loneliness I felt when I was kept away from my father as he took his last breaths in the hospital. I was a confused and lonely little girl, and I just wanted my dad. Well, we all know loneliness is a wound we can't easily walk away from. Vanier in Community and Growth wrote, "We have to realize that this wound of loneliness is inherent in the human condition, and that what we have to do is walk with it instead of fleeing from it. We cannot accept it until we discover that we are loved by God just as we are, and that the Holy Spirit in a mysterious way is living at the center of that wound. The Holy Spirit lives in the center of our woundedness." In therapy years later with an Episcopal priest, I would come to realize that I really wasn't alone that night, that Jesus had indeed been sitting next to me and had wrapped his arms around me just when I missed my dad the most. Jesus still holds me to this day, and I can feel his arms and love in the tenderness and caring we share in community. Because we come hoping to feel better. We come seeking a loving God in this place called sanctuary. My friend, who was a member of the community to which I belonged, walked with me that day in tenderness, love, and deep care, and she helped me to remember and realize that the Holy Spirit is indeed right there with us. Vanier, in Our Journey Home, writes of one man's journey to such tenderness and care. A leader of one of our communities told me about his mother, who suffers from Alzheimer's disease. But the person this man wanted to talk to me about was not his mother, but his father. He had been a strong, efficient, hard-working man, more concerned with success than with people. But when his wife fell ill, he did not want to put her in hospital. He kept her at home, and it was he who cared for her. It was he who helped her to eat and who brushed her teeth. And now, the man told me, my father is completely transformed. He has become a man of tenderness and kindness. This does not mean that the father was no longer capable of being efficient. He had begun to develop other aspects of his being. His tenderness for a defenseless person, his ability to listen, understand, and be in communion with other people. Paul's letter gives us a good idea of the actual life and problems of a particular local church in the middle of the first century. But more importantly for us today, it is an everyday guide for a community about the power of Christian love, the cross of Jesus, and resurrection. Gensch, in Feasting on the Word, concludes, "Paul came preaching Christ and him crucified, one who identified most deeply with our human woundedness, reconciling us to God, a God who alone can give a sense of who we are and whose we are as beloved people of God." And may all God's beloved say, Amen. Amen.